The sermon text today is really taken from the entire service put together. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Here today, in this, the first Sunday of Lent, we find that the Christian faith is not for the faint of heart. It's not for quitters. Because this day we find Jesus as a fighter, a warrior king, a warrior priest, the benevolent giver of good gifts. Our Messiah is no weakling. And today he is engaged in a great and mighty battle, not with flesh and blood, but the prince of the power of the air. Jesus is locked in mortal combat with the accuser of our race. He is fighting against Satan, the great tempter. Your soul, my soul, and eternal life of all people hangs in the balance. All the propers of the day are bearing this out. It's what I was thinking when I was looking at this, one of the things that, and I don't know if this is going to work, quite frankly. I don't have any idea. I had a legal pad here, and at the top of it I put open warfare, right? An idea, a thought about what's going on in this entire service today. It's kind of a title. The title of the sermon, Open Warfare. And on one column, I have Jesus. The center column, us. The result. And it's just one of those Sundays where all the hymns and the readings and the psalm are meshing and fitting all together. Christ, you walked the road, you faced, you fought. For us, well, our feet must go that direction too. And the result of that is we ask the Lord, help us, Lord, to seek your living word. So there's peace in each verse of the hymns. Oh, Lord, throughout these 40 days you prayed and kept the fast. You did that. Well, what about us? Well, inspire repentance from our sin with the result that we are freed from our past. And so there's this kind of waves washing on a shore. It kind of rolls in and rolls in and then pulls back and rolls in and pulls back. And each piece of the propers for the day today. The hymns bear this out. The psalm, the readings of the day lead us into the fight we fight and announce to us the champion who fights on our behalf. For all the world in this battle, it looks like it's a lost cause for humanity. As we battle an ancient darkness, a darkness and evil that has brought for millennia death and misery upon the earth. A darkness so malevolent and so vast that many have come to believe evil to be good. Wickedness is righteousness and darkness is light. There are few to stand against this darkness. And the few are the descendants of David's line, King David's line. They're proud and yet a somber few left to stand and to expect the appearance of this great Messiah who had come to lead them out of the darkness and into the light. And yet now a light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Apostle John writes, "The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him, and yet the world didn't know him. He came to his own and his own people didn't receive him, but to all who did receive him, to all who believed on his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. And the Word became flesh, and we have seen his glory, Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the warrior sent from God. The warrior who will stand in our defense, in our place. Make that one stand. The one against the many. The one saving the rest of us. Christ walked the road our wandering feet must go. He faced temptation's power. He fought our ancient foe. Jesus, the one who had no power or majesty to attract us to him, an unlikely combatant, does battle with Satan, the enemy that met mankind in the Garden of Eden and prevailed against us. And in this fight, there in the wilderness, Jesus is parched and hungry. Oh Lord, throughout these 40 days, you prayed. You kept the fast. There was no great whiz-bang for Jesus. There was no zap and boom on this lonely warrior's side. Their wow factor, as it is, was left for Satan. And so it seems for us today. Satan tries to wow you, lure you, make you look at the easy route, the shiny things that will take you off the path of righteousness. Jesus is tempted. Use your power for self-satisfaction. He is tempted. You shall be the king of the world. Jesus is told to go ahead and test what the Father says. Jesus rises to the occasion in each and every one of these temptations. Satan strikes with the shiny things, and the lure of easy money has a very strong appeal. It worked against Adam and Eve, that first temptation. Did God really say? Did God really say? Imagined, as I did, as we were watching that movie of this going on from the person watching the movie's perspective. You know, like the horror film, don't go that way, take the road out of town kind of thing. The audience knows it. And we look at Jesus here facing the tempter. And what would we say if we were watching their movie? We would just know it's coming and we would cry, stick to the word! Stick to the word! We desire Christ to do in his life what we are incapable of doing in our very own lives. We would watch Adam and Eve in this movie. Stick to the word. The world will fall. War, death, disease, destruction. Stick to the word, but they did not stick to the word. They failed. They listened to another voice. They sought another path. The serpent said to the woman, you will surely not die. For in the days that you eat of it, the Lord knows that your eyes will be opened and you will know good and evil. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that it was desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate of it, and she gave some to her husband who was there with her. That's a striking little situation right there. Her husband should have protected her. Her husband should have said, no. No, that's not what God said. Don't listen to that other voice, Eve, but he did not. He took some of the fruit and he ate. Adam listened to another voice and punishment rested upon his shoulders and upon the shoulders of all his race. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. For from the dust you came and to the dust you shall return. That's what shiny and easy obtained for the human race, a return to the dust of the earth. The result of Adam's sin was that death came into the world. Death then spread to all men. because all sinned. What did Christ do? He endured temptation. He pushed away, he rejected the shiny thing and the lure of easy gain he did not fall for. He strove with Satan and he won. He won for us the forgiveness of our sins. He fixed his mind on the things not of earth but on the things of one, and won for you the forgiveness of all your sins. And he won that through his obedience. As it is written, for one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, but by one man's obedience, the many were made righteous. This is the free gift of God in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The free gift of God in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just as we were pointed to in our psalm for today, Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven. What transgression? I don't see it. It's gone. It is forgiven. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. So what does that word mean, iniquity? Gross wickedness. You know, like bold affront to something. Bold wickedness. That's what iniquity means. It's right there in the psalm. God forgives. God covers. That's what he does. What is our weapon in this fight? It is confession and absolution. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away and your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up. I acknowledged my sin to you. I confessed my transgression and you forgave my glaring, flagrant sin. That's what God did. Absolution is a free gift won for us by Jesus Christ in his great battle against Satan. Confession and absolution is what our Lenten hymns are pointing us to. Our feet too must go temptation's path. And the strength for our fight against temptation will be found in no earthly bread. We cry out, inspire us, Lord, to repent from our sins. Cause us to place our trust in you, in your unchanging love. O Christ, give us the nerve, give us the skill to trust in God's word. Teach us to deny ourselves so that the shiny thing, the glitz, the fleeting glamour, the easy path, would not lure us away, but that easy gain would be denied. Stay with us, Lord, we sing. And help us seek your kingdom, for our road is often dark. It is only through Jesus' blood and merit that we are given courage for the Lenten fight. For in Christ God is on our side, and in Christ we may stand in the face of hell's forces. Life, death, and all things, because the foundation of our faith is Jesus' blood and righteousness. It is the Lord Christ who helps us seek the living word so that our wills would align with his will. Remember that we are engaged in a mighty and spiritual battle. And it is a fight for our souls. It is either living alive forever in life eternal and glory, or it is dying the never dying death of damnation. Those are the two options. So we prepare for the battle against temptation, which, by the way, we often fail in and are in need of the absolution. We remember that in forgiveness we are freed from our past. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me. Remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Bring us home. As we sing in For All the Saints, when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song. And hearts are brave again. And arms are strong. And the golden evening brightens in the west. And soon to faithful warriors comes rest. And sweet is the calm of paradise, the blessed. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints in triumphant rise in bright array. And as we close in our service today, in our closing hymn, there's nothing we sing that can sever for us from this great love of God. No pain, no want, nothing ever. No famine, no peril, no flood, though thousand foes surround me, for slaughter they mark his sheep. They shall never confound me, the victory I shall reap. For neither life's temptation, nor death's most trying hour, nor angels of high station, nor any other power, nor things present, nor the things that are to come, nor height, nor however pleasant, no darkness or depths of gloom, nor any creature shall from the love of God this ransomed sinner sever. For my Savior's blood, this love has its foundation. And God hears my faithful prayer. And long before creation, He named you His child and heir. You are covered in Christ's blood and righteousness. Your sins are forgiven you. Be at peace with God. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.